Father God, we just want to thank you this morning, Father God, as we just gather in your name, Lord. And Father God, we thank you for each and every one here now and the ones that will listen later, Father God. And I just pray, Father God, that the words that come out of my mouth are acceptable in your sight, Father God. And Father God, this morning we come to give you praise. We come to give you glory, Father God, because all the glory belongs to you, Father God. And we just want to thank you for it, Father God. As we go through troubling times, Father God, we know that there you are in the midst, Father God. If we ask you to enter, there you are, Father God. So we just want to thank you this morning. We give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone say amen.
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 Amen. All right, Dr. Carson.
That gives me strength.
Who is going to bring us the message this morning. So it's in your hands, Reverend.
Amen. Amen. So let me make sure I got everything running here. You know, this morning before I get into my sermon, I have to tell you, you know, the enemy be trying to work on us so hard, especially when we turn our will and our lives over to God. You know, he tries to work on us and he tries to use many different little things. You know, he knows that he can't get me with drugs anymore. He knows that he can't get me with alcohol. I'm past that. So he'll send people to try to get you. He'll send people in from your family, from your job to try to get you. You know, last week was a very strange week. You know, I had arthritis bothering me in my left and then my shoulder and my right. And I'm walking around IKEA looking like at work, looking like the humpback of Notre Dame. You know, I'm limping and I got my shoulder up and people asked me, "You okay?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm blessed." And they looking at me crazy. And then one person actually said it. You certainly don't look blessed. I say, I'm blessed because number one, I got a job. I'm here. Some people can't walk. Even though I'm in pain, I'm walking. I'm here. And she was like, "Oh, don't preach to me. You know, I don't believe in that stuff." I'm like, "Well, you open the door. And when you open the door, I'm walking in and tell you about the goodness of God. Anytime. I don't care if I'm at work or not. So if you open that door, I am walking in it, even at work." Because normally I don't tell people I'm blessed. Normally I say it's another wonderful day. But the pain was struggling through my body so much, all I can think about is I'm blessed. Because I know that the enemy was working on me because it's about to be some good things. It's about to be some good things going on in my life. And that's why the enemy don't want me to have it. He wants me to be hurting. He wants me to be in pain. But I'm going to tell y'all something. Sometimes there's a testimony in your pain. I know some of y'all think he crazy. No, it is a testimony in your pain. If you don't let the enemy win, if you let the enemy know, "Hey, I know that's you," he can't win. Only way he can win if you allow him to. And I just refuse to allow him to. No matter what he does, no matter what he tries to put in my way, I'm not allowing him. I'm not allowing him. The victory don't belong to him. The victory belongs to God. Give God the glory. Give God the victory. And that's what I'm going to do, even in my pain. Amen. Amen. Let me get on with my sermon today. See, and the reason why I wanted to bring that to you, because see, I know who I am. I know who I am. I'm a blessed child of God. No matter what anybody else say, no matter what anybody else believe, I believe that I'm a blessed child of God. He pulled me off the streets of Chicago. He pulled me out of them dumpsters. He pulled me out of homelessness. He pulled me out of so many things, so I must be his, because he didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do it. And the enemy is always trying to strike, but I want you to know that the enemy even knows Jesus. The enemy knows Jesus. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. We're going to start off in Matthew's 8 and 28 this morning. If you don't have your Bible, just write it down, read it later. We're going to start in Matthew 8, 28. 29, 30, and 31. And the word says, "And when he was come to the other side of the country, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of their tombs. They were exceedingly fierce, so that no man might walk past their way." These are two men that was possessed by the devil. And people were scared of them because these two men were possessed. 8 and 29 said, "And behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou here hither to torment us before the time?" So these two enemies, these two devils that was inside of this man, and you can tell by that verse if you ever read it, was talking to Jesus. But the thing is, these two devils knew who Jesus was. These two devils said, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God?" See, the devil knows you, but how does he know you? Do he know you as a Christian? Or do he know you as a half Christian, you know, one of those who struggle in the fence? Because if you struggle in the fence, that means that he has the chance. See, the devil walks the earth to seek who he can kill, steal, and destroy. But I'm going to tell you the magic word in that, to seek. That means he don't automatically have that power over you. You have to give him the power. He has to seek to see if you weak. Because if you weak, he going to step right in. See, he knows you also. God knows you, but the enemy knows you too. But how does the enemy know you? How does he know you? So it's so many Christians that I'm a Christian. I know the Bible. But do you really know? Do you really know God? Are you really serving God, or are you saying that you're serving God? Because trust and believe, God knows. God knows the difference, but here's the thing. The enemy knows the difference too. You know, so many people be sitting up in church, and right next to them, the devil is sitting. The devil is sitting right next to you, up in the church, claiming that he's a Christian. Y'all feel me? Y'all too near me not to hear me. I'm just trying to tell you what I know, not what I heard. Because there's so much gossip and there's so much things going on in the church, and you think all of that is God? No, all of that ain't God. You know, you got some people that's saying, you got people that's saying, oh, I believe Jesus, yeah, he was a man. Oh, yeah, he was a good prophet. But you know how come I know it's real? You know how come I know Jesus rose from that grave? Because I'm going to tell you something. On the third day when he rose and they went to go see, they saw Jesus' clothes, but they didn't see his body. I'm going to tell you something. The Romans didn't want other Christians to be thinking this man rose from the dead and he went to heaven. They looked for Jesus' body. Those Romans looked for Jesus' body and they never found it. And they ain't found it today. You know, you hear, oh, we found some dinosaur bones that are a million years old. Forensic files get people who have been dead for so long, and they can figure out whether that person was black, white. Then they wind up figuring out who that person was. So if they found Jesus' body or his bones, we would know by now. They never found Jesus' body. You know why? Because it ascended to heaven. So that's why I believe that Jesus rose. That's one of the reasons why I believe Jesus rose from the dead and he was ascended to heaven, because we ain't found his body. They always finding somebody body. They always finding somebody bones. Well, where's Jesus? Non-believers? For the people who think he was just a prophet, then if he was just a prophet, where is that prophet's body? I'm getting deep, y'all. This ain't my sermon, but I just want you to know, don't believe those false believers. Don't believe those false prophets. Don't believe that Jesus was just a great prophet. Yes, he was that too, but that wasn't all that Jesus was. And when y'all find his body, then I may believe something else, but you ain't gonna find it. You'll never find his body because it ain't here. Amen. Amen. I get all serious when we get to talking about that, because people be always trying to tell me things and try to sway my mind. You know, I remember our sister Ashley, I hope she wind up popping up, was telling me how the Jehovah, I promise not to say people's name, how this religion was telling her about Jesus. And I'm like, come on, Ashley, you've been around the bread of life. You've been around pastor. Let us tell you about Jesus. Don't let them people who don't really know about Jesus tell you about Jesus. Let me get back to my sermon. My sermon today is, who are you? That's the name of this. Who are you? And let's go back to 29 one more time. And it said, behold, they cried out saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? See, they knew what Jesus was about to do, because the devil knows Jesus. And there was a good way, I'm going to 30 now, and there was a good way off from them a herd of many swines feeding. So the devil besought him, saying, If thou cast us out suffering, cast us away into this herd of swine. See, they knew that Jesus was going to get the devil out of them, but they thought they were smart. Oh, we're going to put it in these swines. But what they didn't know, when Jesus cast those devils out, those swines ran into the river and drowned themselves. They were no more. See, the devil thought that, hey, we'll get them in these swines, these pigs, and then they'll come out on somebody else at another time. They'll still be in the earth. But Jesus is smarter than that. Jesus is smarter than that. What is the verse just returned? So what I'm reading from, Sister Sabrina, I'm just reading your message. What I'm reading from is Matthew's 8:28 to Matthew's 8:31. So the devil thought he was smart, but Jesus was smarter. All those swines, those pigs ran into the river and was drowned, and so was that evil spirit. See, so many people, they want to, let me go on. I want to go to Acts 19 and 13. I want to go there and tell you about let me read it to you. Acts 19 and 13 says, then a certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adore you by Jesus who Paul preaches. I want y'all to get that part, because this exodus, this vagabond wanted to adore them, not in what he knew, but in what Paul preaches, okay? And I'm going to get to the point here. And it goes on to say, and there were seven sons of one Sceva. I probably didn't pronounce his name right. But anyway, if y'all reading it, y'all see it too. Of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief priest, chief of the priests, which did so. Acts 15, 19 and 15 said, and the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? See, the spirit, the evil spirit in this man that these fake Exodus people was trying to get out of the man, they were trying to do it in the name of Jesus. They was trying to do it in Paul's preaching, but they didn't really know Jesus and they didn't know nothing about Paul's preaching. But they were trying to use that without knowing. And I'm going to get to my point in a minute. And the evil spirit said, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are ye? And it goes on to say, and the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they were out of that house naked and wounded. So I'm going to put that to you in y'all terms, in our young folks terms. When those people tried to bring the spirit out, the spirit said, who are you? You ain't Paul. You ain't Peter. You ain't Jesus. Who are you? And what happened is they brought the spirit out and the spirits whooped they butt. That's the way I'm going to tell it to you, because in reality, that's the way it is. Those spirits jumped out that man and whooped his butt. I'm talking about whooped him butt naked, or whatever you want to say. Those spirits came out and whooped him to when he got out that house, he was naked and he was wounded. See, those spirits don't play. That's why you got to be doing the right thing. If you're going to do something in Jesus' name, make sure you're doing it the right way. Make sure you know who Jesus is. Make sure you know who you are. Make sure you know who you are. See, I'm not going to try to exercise no evil spirits out of people. I'm afraid I'm going to call Pastor and like, Pastor, can you help me with this one? I'm not going to try that. And I know who Jesus is. But I still not going to try that. I don't want the spirits kicking my butt just in case it's something I don't know. Y'all still with me, right? Because my main thing is to let you know is don't straddle that fence. Don't straddle that fence between the enemy and God. Come on over to the winning side. Come on over to God's side, because the enemy has already been defeated a long, long time ago. And if you're not working with God, the enemy knows that and he's seeking you. He's not seeking you. It may look good at first. You may get some money. You may get the drugs at first. And you know how it is. The drugs is good at first. People chasing that first hit right now. They've been on drugs for 20 years. And they still chasing that first hit that they got 20 years ago. So yeah, it may start off good. But that's what the enemy does. He makes things look good to draw you in. And after he draw you in, it's nothing but downhill. Don't straddle that fence. I know some of us, you know, we claim to be Christians, but we not working on the other things that are going on in our lives that we know is not right. Sex. Drinking a little bit too much. Overeating. All those things are not right. We're not trying to do anything about that. But we claim we're full-blooded Christians. I got a few of those problems too. It ain't drinking and it ain't getting high. You know, sometimes I get miserable and just eat, eat, eat. Sometimes I get depressed and I don't even believe in that stuff, but I know it's real. And I just eat, eat, eat. So I'm not just talking about y'all. I'm preaching to myself here today. You know, and I pray. And I pray. And I pray about the things at least. Even I know I'm wrong. But I pray about it and I keep praying. You know, just like all last week when I was in so much pain, I was at work and I was praying and I was thanking the Lord. And when I got through praying, I got to singing. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. I was in so much pain, I was singing. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. And then I got to really working because he started helping me. And I was singing some more. While I'm working, I want you to help me. I start singing. While I'm working, I want you to help me. Somebody's singing behind me the same song. And I'm going to tell y'all, I thought I was going to turn around and see some older black woman. I turned around, it was a freshly dressed white woman. She said, I love that song. I like, praise the Lord. And I ain't lying to y'all. The pain went away. The pain went away. I didn't feel that pain again until I got home. And I put on that salon pocket and prayed some more. And the pain went away again. That white woman was jamming. She said, while I'm praying, I want you to help me. She said, I love that song. And people at work just looking like we crazy. Yeah, crazy in the Lord. I'm telling you, keep praying. Don't give up. No matter what, don't give up. Because there is a testimony even in your pain. If you keep going. But if you let the devil win, ain't no testimony and there's a lot more pain to go. I don't think I finished this. Let me see there. And the evil spirit answered, said, Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, but who are ye? And the men in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks, also dwelling at Ephesus, and fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. See, they learned the lesson. They learned don't be faking the game. Don't be playing with God. And don't be bringing out no enemies. Don't be bringing out no devils if you really ain't got it. If the spirit of Jesus ain't in you, then the spirit of the enemy will whoop your butt. I'm just keeping it real, y'all. Y'all know me. I'm just keeping it real. The enemy will kick your butt. I'm telling you, as some of us let the enemy do that. You know, y'all just got to pray. Y'all got to keep on praying. And when you get through praying, when you finish praying, pray some more. Pray some more when you get through praying. And after you get through praying, start singing. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. And oh, Lord, I want you to help me. And while you praying too, while I'm praying, I want you to help me. Singing, while I'm praying, I want you to help me. And ask him to help you on your journey and help you on your way. And oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Y'all know, yeah, I don't care if you can't sing. Sing anyway. It's a joyful noise to the Lord. Okay, Pastor, I didn't preach what I... my whole sermon here, but I'm going to end it there because that's what God tells me to do. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Pastor.
Well, praise God. Good teaching, good advice. We need God to help us, and certainly that applies in my life because my knees have been speaking loudly to me, and I've said that over and over again, Lord, I need you to help me. So I certainly can agree on that one. But those seven sons of Sceva, they wanted to imitate. You can't imitate. You cannot imitate Jesus Christ. You cannot imitate the Spirit of God. And when you try, get caught. You get caught every time because God will expose you. You can't represent God if you don't know it yourself. And so that's really the moral of that story is they were on behalf of God and they didn't represent him because they didn't know it. So we need to know him for ourselves, first of all. And then he allows us to use his name. He allows us to say, in the name of Jesus, I cast you out. Be loose from your assignment, Satan. Take your hand off of my body. We can say that because we know that we represent him because he's in our heart and our life. So I'm not going to re-preach that. That's good for all of us to hear. And I thank God that we always can go to the Word of God, and he has a word for us. So if that word wasn't for you this morning, it certainly was for me. So we thank God, and because we didn't let you know in time, we'll take communion on next Sunday. We'll try to take it this morning. So with that said, we're getting ready to dismiss, and Reverend Olive, ask you to do that.
Amen. All righty. So thanks, everyone. I know that Sabrina G and Erica is on together. So
yes,
we know you're here, Sabrina G. And that is my friend Christine, and I'm really glad she joined us today. She's also getting ready to go to her church, which her sister presides. So I appreciate before you go into your church to join ours, and you welcome to come back anytime. And we just thank you for joining. So, Father God, we just thank you today, Lord. We give you thanks, Lord, and we love to give you thanks. We love to give you praise. We love to give you all the glory, Father God, because we know, Father God, that if we give you the glory, Father God, that we have, Father God, the things that you have for us, Father God. So we just praise you, Lord. We just praise you. We thank you for each and everyone here this morning, Father God. We thank you for the ones who will listen or see later, Father God. And we thank you for them as well. We pray that more and more will join us, Father God, and just not wait for the podcast or the or the YouTube, that they would actually join us live, Father God. So we just thank you for the ones that are here, Lord. We lift them up to you. We ask the hedge of protection over each and every one of us, Lord. We ask the same for the families that are represented here today, Father God. And we just give you praise, honor, and glory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. All right.
God bless y'all. Y'all have a great day. Great
All right. Week. All right, yeah, everybody.
Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye. Everybody have a
All right.
Best week.
All right, Denise.